Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago, man. 60 degrees. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, health, wellness, fitness, etc. As we speak, the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, is going to be coming out in the next couple of weeks. Get ready, go to the hashtag and see all the different great information. We're really excited about it, and I'm going to keep you up to date. Great doubleheader today. Dr. Mike Hutchison, he's a dentist, is returning. He's the creator of the Power Plus mouth guard, innovative, important piece of equipment. And then locally here, Megan Long. Megan's a physical therapist I've known for a decade or longer at Athletico, physical therapy. And Megan's worked with me, with Chloe Ryan, our national young figure skating champion, gosh, almost 10 years. And again, speaking of figure skating, hi, Tina Mahler. Tina's a coach, ex-competitive skater, I understand. We'll definitely be talking some figure skating. I appreciate your support, Tina. Hey, Dr. Mike, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome. Thank you for being back.
Okay, I thought we'd jump right in. Give us an up-to-date history and background of you and the Power Plus mouth guard.
Well, Power Plus has been being worked on for up to 18 years. I started back in 2000 working with pain patients, head and neck, migraines, TMJ, that kind of thing, and found that these patients, when the pain was eliminated, they talked about feeling stronger, more energy, and so I started to develop a mouth appliance that would reproduce that. And the neat thing about it is that along the way, I started testing for strength. My son's football team and another high school team here, for 6 years, those kids had no concussions, and so that made me make a right-hand turn and develop a new type of lower physiologic rest position mouth guard that could increase your strength and your balance, but also separate the joint away so that those G-forces don't get translated up to the skull.
Hey, Mike, you know, sounds like you're talking about orthotics.
Yeah.
Mike put on the show a couple years ago. There really is an interesting comparison. It's all about alignment, whether we're talking about the alignment of the foot, ankle, lower extremity, or whether we're talking about the alignment of the whole jaw area. And with this tremendous attention with concussions, and everybody knows who listens to the Sports Doctor, we've had people on from all over the world dealing with the challenges of concussions, it ends up that the mouth guard's a big deal. So and you're developing for quite a while.
Yeah, so really it was patented. I sent in a patent in 2009, and I was awarded the patent in 2015, and now we have it in Mexico, United States, and Canada. But you would know. I mean, when your feet are off, it also throws your jaw position off, and vice versa. So everything's connected.
Yes, it's we sing the song. I've been singing it for years. You know, the foot bone's connected to the ankle bone, connected to the leg bone. Once in a while, I go up as high as you know, as the head, neck, and jaw, you know, to that really is the name of the game when we're talking running, jumping, sports. Now, what's interesting about the Power Plus, isn't this something that's the bottom teeth only?
Yes, it goes on the lower teeth, and that's important because That's
unique, isn't it?
Your movable part of your skull, right? And that's what positions those muscles, is that lower mandible or your lower jaw, and that's important that you do that, because that gives you the benefits of better neurology to your muscles, and that separates that joint so that the concussion forces don't get translated up to the skull. So,
well, we know, like in football, there is no way to stop the head trauma and the jostling around in the world of concussions. Anything that's effective and helpful in lessening it is a real big deal, again, because mouth guards are used in so many other sports besides, we had dentists on, 15 years ago, again, talking about the whole mouth protection area. And there was always talk on and off about the strength component. So that's interesting. That's something that you've really seen, that strength, stamina, balanced performance is enhanced with the proper positioning with the Power Plus mouth guard.
Right, and it's individual. That's the important thing, is because each person has their own physiologic rest position, and it's unique to them. If you compare that to the mouth guard technology that we still have today, that, by the way, it was invented in 1950, so that goes on your upper teeth, as everybody knows, but it's one thickness for every person. Basically, it's the same product for every person, and we know that every person is different. So to position it on the lower arch in your physiologic jaw position, that is where the uniqueness lies. And it's important, too, also to know that when you put it on the lower teeth, you can speak normally because it's underneath your tongue, and you can increase your oxygen intake.
That's a big deal.
There's no obstruction. You know, there's no obstruction.
That's a big deal that you could speak and that you could breathe efficiently. Let's use the word efficiently. Everybody listening to The Sports Doctor, live from Chicago, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. Gosh, you can go back 10 years in radio shows, listen to an endless array of experts, guests, authors, inventors, all swirling around the world of the sports doctor, whether it's the mental game or the physical game, whether it's injuries, whether it's preventing falls in seniors, etc. And you can go over to newspaper articles, and you can read lots of stuff. Most recently, what I wrote about using orthotics and figure skates, which everybody knows is such a big specialty of mine, and my constantly touting my 2010 men's Olympic gold medalist, Evan Lysacek. He grew up here in Chicago. I put orthotics in his skates when he was 10 years old. I'm still putting orthotics in his skates at 10-year-olds. We're very excited about Twitter. I've got like 34,000 followers. We post a lot of great stuff on Twitter during the day, all sorts of great information. And I can't tell you how many guests I get from Twitter. I just got another one or two last week, Holistic Physician, Functional Medicine, at Sports Doc, DOC Radio, talking with Dr. Mike Hutchinson, dentist. The Power Plus mouth guard, how familiar is the dental world, Mike, with the use, or is this something that people come directly, like online, with you?
Yeah, you can go to powerplusmouthguard.com and you can find out all the information that you're looking for. This is a relatively new area of dentistry. I say that, but you know, maybe the last 40 years of studying how the jaw mechanism works and how it relates to TMJ and that kind of thing. So it is basically relatively new. There's not a lot of dentists that really understand it or know about it, and they're just beginning to teach neuromuscular dentistry in the dental schools. But this is definitely an important part of how your jaw fits together, and definitely with when it comes to mouth guards, this is the new technology, the new discovery in mouth guard technology.
Yes, because even the bulkiness, you know, the compliance of young boy and girl athletes, and that whole world is a big part of my upcoming book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, which is going to be out any week. My co-author, Hall of Fame volleyballer Sharky Zartman, who's written numerous books, and that whole world of getting the young boy or girl to comply and associate with whatever it happens to be for their own safety. And if something was uncomfortable, it was bulky, it's a hassle, then sometimes they're not going to use them. It's amazing how many NBA players you see running up and down the court with what looks like a lower mouthpiece that they're taking in and out. Is that the case?
Well, it's probably an upper mouthpiece.
They got something in there.
Yeah, because, you know, like Steph Curry, he's always got his mouthpiece out.
Yes,
but what
he does.
Good is it doing? What good is
well,
it
that's
doing?
A good
it needs
good
to be
point.
In the mouth. So,
yeah.
But that's
what about besides sports? What about besides sports, whether it's sleeping or whether it's someone says, hey, you know, during the day, why wouldn't I benefit from wearing a mouthpiece? Do you use it at all for normal use?
Yeah, absolutely. I got a guy who mows his lawn with it. He just feels like he's got a big lawn, and he just feels like he's got more energy, and he's not so tired afterwards.
I was going to say, what about somebody going to work? You know,
well, driving. I've got truck drivers that wear it, you know, because it's all about the muscle position. And if your teeth and your muscles aren't in harmony, then you're going to get fatigue in your muscles, and you're going to get stress. And so,
now, what about protection-wise, Doctor? I'll call you Doctor Mike, and call me Doctor Bob. What about protection-wise? You know, with the mouth guard protection area, how effective is the Power Plus?
Well, it's in respects to sports, it sets that jaw right in the middle of the joint so that when you get a blow to the head or something, fall down or whatever, that...
What if you get a blow to the face?
Yeah, if you're boxing or MMA, I have lots of MMA athletes that are wearing it. And it's not traditional of what you're used to. It's just a lower arch, so you can breathe better. And in other sports, volleyball is a big one. Basketball, like you mentioned, you got to be able to talk. You got to be able to breathe. And so to put it underneath your tongue,
that's an interesting point.
You can do it.
Yeah, it's an interesting point. You know, sometimes you would say, well, I don't know if I thought about that. The ability to communicate intelligently.
Absolutely.
Somebody can understand what you're saying, whether it's in the huddle or whatever it happens to be, makes an awful lot of sense, and so does. I can't tell you how many breathing experts I've had on, the sports doctor, and with all sorts of sports performance in mind, all sorts of recovery in mind, all of these things that have to do, you know, with breathing. You know, the art of breathing and effective breathing goes back like 10,000 years, 5,000 years. So that side of it, I find, makes a lot of sense.
Well, that's the main reason why you see the higher up in sports you get, you see less and less mouth guards. NFL, you see, you know, the majority of the guys don't wear them because they can't talk and they can't breathe with them. That's always been the rap on a mouthpiece, is that it just hangs down in your mouth. You can't breathe with it. And so there's rules in high school and that in college, so they have to do it. But as soon as they don't have to do it, they don't do it. And that's the benefit of having the lower physiological
jaw position.
Yeah, I think the mouth guard world,
for the most part, was to, you know, protect somebody if they got a hockey puck in the face, if somebody caught a stick, somebody caught an elbow in the mouth, and there was that protection maybe in that initial idea, the idea of efficiency, positioning, alignment. I don't know if anybody thought about that at all. That's really what you're talking about, especially when it comes
Absolutely.
To the area. I remember some power lifters and other weightlifters back in all my years with the famous kinesiotherapist Bob Guida. Always talk, and it seems that jaw problems are also a lot more common. You know, you mentioned TMJ, and that's the major joint apparatus. A lot of people have problems with that, don't they?
Absolutely, and it's all based on how your teeth fit together in relationship to your skull, and that's something that's a relatively new discovery. Even today, you'll find people say that it's because of stress, but stress is only fuel to the fire. It's not the fire. And so
how's the youth
really
market?
Body alignment.
How's the youth market, Dr. Mike? You know, in other words, how young? I would assume that any field athlete, young boy or girl, pardon the shout-out, hashtag hey, sports parents, would benefit from the use of the Power Plus. What are the age groups that you've commonly been dealing with?
From 5 years old up to
excellent
90.
Right. So, you know,
5 years old is when kids start to play different sports.
I had senior champions in their early 90s, and they would listen to that and say, hey, you leaving me out? You know?
Right.
Absolutely. The idea, the younger the better, involving the education, and that's what you're talking about many times, which is getting the sports community to understand that you can help in the area of reducing concussion striking in any of the particular sports. But you could also take a look at, ironically, that's how we talk many times about orthotics, is you want to be a step or two quicker. You know, you want to have better balance. Again, it's about lining the body up. So lining the face and jaw up, you know, has always made a lot of sense to me. And again, the whole area of concussion awareness, the big chapter in the our upcoming book, when, again, it's talking about the tremendous awareness of concussion.
Right. Well, here's the deal. There's no preventive answer right now. Everything is geared towards what do you do when you get a concussion, or what's the protocol, or in fact, concussions are elusive. There's a lot of varying treatments that people subscribe to, but there's not anything that really is definitive, and so it's really elusive. And one thing that you can do that's very inexpensive is to align your teeth. That aligns your body and helps in reducing those G-forces that get translated up to the brain. That's an easy thing you do, especially in the contact sports.
Absolutely.
You got to wear a mouth guard anyway, so position it right.
Yes, for the couple of years, one of the sponsors of the sports doctor, still an associate, Jesse Harper, the CEO of Athlete Intelligence, the wearable technology, and the vector mouth guard, which would be like a smartphone that would send information to the sidelines in order to give, again, more information involving types of head trauma. You know, for a million years, they thought in football that helmets would solve the problem, and then they realized that helmets maybe can prevent skull fractures, but the slamming around of the head, the micro trauma, this is what I like about the Power Plus technology. Dr. Mike, is the idea, again, whether you're running or jumping or landing or moving, you are proactively protecting that jaw area. Give us the, can't believe the time flew by here already. Give me the website again with the mouth guard.
It's www.powerplusmouthguard.com.
Powerplusmouthguard.com. Dr. Mike Hutchinson, I want to thank you so much for a return visit on the Sports Doctor. We'll have to absolutely get you back. This is key technology. So thanks so much. And hold on a quick second, Mike, if you would.
All right.
We'll be back, everybody. Sports Doctor. Fox Valley Wellness Center is a highly regarded leader in holistic health, led by Dr. Steve Maress, one of the first Lyme's disease literate physicians in the Midwest.
His team of integrative medicine practitioners blend the best of conventional and complementary therapies. Dr. Mares is president-elect of the prestigious International Lyme and Associated Disease Society. They specialize in treating the causes of disease, not just the symptoms. Fox Valley Wellness Center also offers hyperbaric oxygen treatment. Located at 180 Knights Way in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. For more information, call 920-922-5433. That's 920-922-5433. Hey, the sports doctor's in. Dr. Bob here, sports podiatrist. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody, back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Everybody who listens to the Sports Doctor knows the attention with the high-performance youngster is such a big deal. It's the whole hoopla of the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, figure skating being one of my favorite domains, and the world of physical therapy. I've had people from Athletico, one of the country's top physical therapy groups, on the Sports Doctor for years. Their founder, Mark Kaufman, I think he had three clinics when I first had him on, College of DuPage. I don't know. You know, Megan Long, one of the physical therapists at Athletico. Welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you. Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm excited to have you. I'm trying to remember, how many clinics does Athletico have now, roughly?
We have now roughly 400 locations, and we are now across 11 states.
Yeah. It's just so impressive. I remember Mark's enthusiasm, and my good friend, regional manager or director Joe Bresingham, has been on numerous times. And the world of physical therapy, which has exploded around us, is really amazing. Give us some history and background, Megan, on yourself and physical therapy and Athletico.
Yeah, I started Athletico right when I graduated from the University of Illinois at Chicago in 2006. At that time, it was a doctorate program, so I have a doctorate of physical therapy, and I've been with Athletico since then, and we have a performing arts program that I've been with since I started, so it gives me a chance to work with the local ice skaters and dancers and cheerleaders and gymnasts, so it's very fun for me because I also teach dance, so it gives me a chance to use my profession as well as something that I enjoy personally.
That's the combination of why we sent young Chloe Ryan. Chloe's a gold medalist, solo ice dance, I think novice national champion, and the combination of physical therapy and rehabilitation and the acquaintance with the arts, whether it's the prodigy sports, it's the title of one of my chapters in the book, these kids who specialize very early. I think Chloe was, 7 or 8 when she first saw you with her feet and ankles.
Yeah, I asked her the other day. She was 6 years old, I asked her. So we've known each other now for 6 years. So it's been fun watching her grow up.
Yeah, she's on the front cover of the book, the picture Chloe. The world of figure skating, and everybody knows my poster boy, you know, Evan Lysacek. He's the 2010 men's Olympic gold medalist, and Evan was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates, and the rest is history. I'm still putting orthotics in 10-year-old skates, and many of them are skating 10 days a week. This is all part of the challenge. So what do you pay attention to, again, when you're dealing with some of these young specialization kids? And, you know, I know we're dealing with a particular problem for physical therapy, whether you're dealing with their ankle problem, whether it was a arch and heel trouble, knee trouble, these kinds of things. Besides being a great sports psychologist,
right? Right.
when you're dealing with these kids and their families, what are you paying attention to as you combine these areas of expertise?
Yeah, I mean, before we even really start with their rehab, we figure out what their week looks like and how many hours are they training to look for overuse injuries. And then also just the timeline for their lineup of competitions. Do we have a week to get better? Do we have a month to get better? So really comparing the timelines of the athlete and the coach with what we need to get them back on the ice without having further injury. A lot of communication with the athlete and the coaches as well.
Of course, in a sport like figure skating, where we're dealing with repetitive motion injuries, and talking about that for decades on the sports doctor, again, where you have young boys and girls, this is the sport they love. You know, when you see a 15-year-old gold medalist, a young Russian girl who wins the gold medal at the Olympics, which we just saw a couple of months ago, you say to yourself, I wonder how old she was, right, when she started.
Right.
And, of course, Athletico, which has always been where I was confident whether it was the best athlete in the country or their grandmother, I was confident in Athletico, whatever the location I use. You've been part of that great group, you know, for a while, and the area of overuse injury, we talk about it again in the book, overuse injury in young athletes is epidemic.
It is. It definitely is in all areas of sports.
Now, I know you pay a lot of attention, one of our biggest things, because, again, in physical therapy, somebody, it's not like they're training there with you all the time. So in between, almost this, if I don't have a problem, I don't see her. But what I did get was a tremendous education and what I have to be able to do to stay out of trouble. And that's why I sent her to you, whatever it was, 10 years ago, and why I still do many times, because the specialization young boy or girl who's using the same body parts, the same ways all the time, and we could talk all we want to the parents and the coaches. We want them to play other sports, and the reality is with these kids, they do not want to play other sports. This is what they want to do. So we would try to get on a home program where we could be working on what my old colleague Bob Guida said, you know, strengthen the opposite, you know, work balance and stability. That's a big part of your philosophy, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. We provide them a home program in the beginning, and then we continue to update it. And now we have a system where we can actually update it right online for them. So they can check in with us in a couple of months, and we can provide them updated exercises and make sure that they're still addressing those areas that had been previously injured. We always are stressing, you know, Pilates and just different types of cross training outside of ice skating and just their therapy exercises.
Absolutely. One of the challenges, and it's funny, Chloe's mom, Nancy, is a contributor to the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. We have a chapter with about a half a dozen parents who share the highlights, the perspectives, the challenges of bringing up a special youngster. And one of the things Nancy always did is she surrounded herself with a real team. And I was a sports podiatrist. You were the physical therapist. There was personal trainers and some others mixed in sports psychology. And it's an interesting array many times of the kind of teamwork that's involved in the idea of trying to keep these kids injury-free. It's a real challenge.
Yeah, it definitely is, and just keeping that communication open with the whole team is really important because they definitely get affected, you know, on that psychological aspect as well when they're not skating. So making sure that everyone is just on the same page and helping them get their goals, it's definitely important to have that strong team.
Yes, you know, I'm always pushing on my page that I want you to strengthen their feet and ankles. I don't care what the sport is. And I want you to work that stability and balance. I want you to hit that instability training that we talk about all the time. I think I sent Joe Bresingham. I told him to share that. I don't know where it is in Athletico, the sand dune stepper with you, which is a just a unique piece of balance equipment for skating and dance that regard. How is the? I know that Athletico has always had. I think you have the largest outreach program of athletic trainers, or one of the largest in the country, right? Where you send out Athletico personnel to help. You know, sometimes people think high schools all have athletic trainers. It's not even close. Don't you have a big program in that regard?
We do. We definitely have trainers with different clubs as well, you know, different soccer clubs and rugby clubs and different clubs as well that we're doing coverages for some of their big tournaments as well, so that we have an athletic trainer on hand. And then if needed, they follow up at the clinics with our complimentary injury screens that we do as well. So, yeah, we definitely get out there in the community and give people that opportunity to have a closer look from a physical therapist or athletic trainer when it's needed.
Yeah, that's always an interesting connection. We'll talk more about it in the next segment between the athletic trainer who might be at the school and the physical therapist. I always love great communications, the name of the game, so that people know who's doing what when they're doing it, because one of the biggest challenges many times is just overkill, too much. You know, the same kid who's doing 100 jumps a week on the rink is running the mile at gym class, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just overuse.
Right.
Talk more about it. Everybody, Sports Doctor, live from Chicago. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, Dr. Bob, you know on the Sports Doctor how much I pay attention to working those feet and ankles. You know, you're never too old to play in the sand, especially with the Sand Dune Power Stepper. You can improve balance, stamina, strength, and stability while working everything from your toes to your thighs. It's fun and easy. This amazing high-tech, multi-purpose foam device is used by everybody, from superstars to grandmas, to prevent and overcome foot and ankle injuries, increase balance. Professional athletes can improve performance. Great example is legendary strongman Donnie Thompson, who's really having some fun with the sand dune. Go to sanddunestepper.com or visit Instagram. Lots of great stuff at sanddunestepper. You can also call 714-995-4500. Hey, sports people, listen up. Groundbreaking Vector Mouthguard has ESP technology and impact intelligence. That's right. Vector Mouthguard is a smart mouthguard. It gathers and transmits impact data, and it's infect on the brain in real time, straight to your coach's smartphone or computer. The Vector Mouthguard not only combines the optimum positioning of a mouthguard, but it means safer games, enabling you to play better and play smarter. Visit VectorMouthguard.com or call 425-372-7811. That's 425-372-7811. Smart Mouthguard. Hey, everybody, back live from Chicago, and I'm staying local today. You know, we're international, we're local. Megan Long is a doctor of physical therapy with Athletico Physical Therapy group that's really got, I think, 400 clinics in 10 or 11 states. And Megan specializes also some of the prodigy sports. We've worked together with young figure skating champion Chloe Ryan, 10 years. The idea on the left is preventing injury. The idea on the right is enhancing performance, combination of both. Megan, welcome back.
Hello, welcome. I couldn't hear you for a second there. I'm here.
Okay, yeah, you know. Talk a little bit more about the community work and the excellent work that Athletico does in the area of working with some of the high schools, junior high schools, clubs, et cetera.
Yeah, we have athletic trainers, you know, located at some of the local high schools and colleges, and they're just there to cover some of their big competitions and meets so that if something were to happen right on the field, that they can have firsthand an athletic trainer taking a look and seeing are they safe to go back out or if they're going to need to pull them from the game. And then from there, the athletic trainers then are able to coordinate doctor's appointments with the local physicians as well as with the physical therapist. So we're with that athlete from the time the injury starts to the doctor's appointments and then getting them into physical therapy with us so that we are able to then get them back on the field. It's a big team effort.
Some of the true geniuses in sports medicine are the athletic trainers who can handle a catastrophic occurrence, head or neck injury, something like that, to the all sorts of sports injuries. What an array of things they're responsible for. That connection, again, with physical therapy, for example, supervising the athlete's return to action. You know, you're in a hotbed of high school sports. It's a big deal. And the that whole injury concern, like you mentioned, the interaction with the medical community is very, very important, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is. And just getting the parents on the same page as what's happening between what the doctor's saying and what the physical therapist is saying versus what the coach is hoping for. So, you know, it's making sure that everyone is on that same page and getting them back safely to their sports.
Yeah, so the mixture of the strengthening and stability kind work that you might do with a young athlete who then would be able to access it online. You know, a lot of these young athletes, Chloe's a great example, again, you know, where the schedule up to their ears, fitting in another training session, good luck to you, finding time. So home programs become a very, very big deal. I would have all my kids, they're standing on balance boards during commercials on TV, working with rubber bands. What are some of the things in these young dancers, skaters and gymnasts, which are three great examples of prodigy sports that you tell their moms and dads are important in the home program?
With that, it's working on their core and their hip stabilization. A lot of times they believe, you know, that they're super strong, but once we show them kind of that cross-training aspect, they see that there are areas they can work on. So really stressing the importance of balance and core stabilization is very important with them, and then also modifying what they're doing in training. So if somebody is having pain when they're kicking their leg high, then we teach them how they can still be a part of it, but modifying it. So that's really something that we stress with these dancers and gymnasts when they're still going to classes but needing modification. It's like, okay, well, they do that, then you're able to do this home program.
How young are you, How young? What are some of the age groups in these kinds of sports that you've been dealing with, you know, the past decade or so?
I mean, I started with Chloe when she was 6 years old. Otherwise, I would say we start seeing them as young as eight. I would say probably eight and nine is the younger age that we typically see.
Yes. Chloe has orthotics in her shoes and skates since she's six. Now she's my granddaughter's age. She's 16 years old. And again, that combination of enhanced alignment. You know, we just had on Dr. Mike Hutchinson. He's a dentist, talking mouth guard alignment. And on the Sports Doctor, that's what we're talking about all the time. Everybody, you're listening to the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. SportsDoctorRadio.com. You can go to the radio shows and listen to past shows. you could see who my guests were 10 years ago, give or take, go over to newspaper articles and read on everything from should your son or daughter specialize to what about concussions, et cetera, to one of my most popular articles, Women in High Heels, Accepting the Challenge, sportsdoctorradio.com. A lot of action on Twitter. We have 34,000 followers on Twitter. I can't tell you how many guests I get on Twitter. And we publish a lot of great sports medicine and health, wellness, fitness information, not only on Twitter, but also on my Facebook page, Sports Doctor Radio. But the hashtag for the Sports Doctor is at Sports Doc, D-O-C Radio. That's why, everybody, the title of the upcoming book is hashtag Hey Sports Parents. You know, follow us on Twitter. Megan Long, physical therapist, talking more about, you know, seeing some of these young kids, like you said, as young as 6, 7, 8 years old. You know, it's amazing, Megan. There's a physical therapy group on every corner. There are fitness clubs everywhere. It's great to see the awareness. And yet childhood obesity is as bad as it's ever been. The same amazing challenges as far as the fitness of our kids. Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, it definitely is.
You know, the part of the educational part of things, I mean, Athletico, you spend a lot of time in the world of education, again, in all the different sports and the club sports, where we see years ago we had my athletic training friends were part of some of the top volleyball groups. They were there routinely because of or a top soccer group or some of the others where these kids are there 6 days a week, and having an athletic trainer from Athletico they thought was a godsend, you know, just dealing with these kids with the everyday overuse and trying to get them to proactively pay attention. You pay a lot of attention to nutrition, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Especially when they're taking a break from their sport and then their, you know, energy levels are going down and they're not exerting as much energy, but talking about healing and the importance of nutrition as well. Absolutely.
Yes, you know, again, it's a big topic in the book. I asked you before how your sports psychology skills were. This is a big deal. Whether it's burnout, whether it is pressure, this is where drugs and sports start very early. Don't you understand, Dr. Wild? She's got a competition this week, or, you know, we're trying to make the team, or, yes, I need two Advil once or twice a day, et cetera, et cetera. This is the mental part's a big deal. It's got to be a big part of what you pay attention to.
Definitely. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You know, we're going to leave it on that note. I can't believe how the time went by. Megan, what's the website for Athletico that people could find out about all the different things that they do?
Yeah, you can just visit us at www.athletico.com. And then we also have a Twitter, and that's at Athletico, and they can follow us on Twitter as well.
Right. Again, I want to thank you so much for joining in. We'll both say hi to Chloe. How you doing? It's great.
Hi, Chloe.
I'll be talking to you real soon with the follow-up. And hold on a quick second, Megan. Hey, everybody, we're going to be right back. It's the Sports Doctors In segment coming up. Live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports.
Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctors Inn, where we talk a little bit about some upcoming guests, and then we answer some emails. Again, the book Empowered Aging that I contributed to, my co-author of Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, Sharkey Zartman, prolific author, and the book called Empowered Aging is a terrific book about all aspects of aging with health, healthy aging. And my chapter, short as it is called Aging is a Balancing Act. Besides being a cute title, it's all about the importance of balance exercise as we get older. So check that out. My email, drrwilesportsdoctor@yahoo.com, all spelled out. You want to be featured with a question. Excited about upcoming guests. Next week, one of the original golf specialization physical therapists, Paul Calloway, comes for a return visit. Paul is the head of the Golf Academy, Cantigny in Wheaton, Illinois. He was involved in the first traveling van with the golf tour in the 80s. When they were realizing that golfers were athletes. And then the sports psychology side, Mike Riggs from Colorado will be joining me. Mike was the sports psychologist, a lot of my figure skaters over the years. Now he's really involved in business and golf. The following week, speaking of the mental game, Rob Andrews. Rob is one of the contributors to my upcoming book. Rob runs the Institute of Sports Performance in Houston, and Rob's got like 7 gold medals. Simone Biles, I think, was 9 or 10 years old. She started working with Rob as a mental coach. Some of her teammates on the gold medal girls gymnastics team will be joining us. And then Timmer Halligan, another contributor to the book. Timmer could have been on the expert side or the parent side. Timmer has coached some of the top juniors over the years in tennis. Got a great picture of Timmer when he's battling Andre Agassi back when he was playing. Both two of his daughters are highly regarded players. And he's going to talk a little bit about his contribution to the book, the experiences of not only a parent but a coach, coaching your own kids. Couple of emails. Harold wrote in, what's retrocalcaneal bursitis? There's a bursa. Bursas are like fluid sacs that act as friction proofing. And one of the main ones is right behind the Achilles tendon where it attaches to the heel. And when that's aggravated, which it can be if you're doing a lot of jumping, a lot of running, a lot of pounding, you can aggravate that area and usually requires some intelligent rest, backing off those activities. Physical therapy can really help. Sometimes we will see whirlpool, sometimes icing. When it's a persistent problem, we pay real attention to foot mechanics. We might see that orthotics can be magic for an athlete who's dealing with this repetitively because his foot mechanics is aggravating it, like with a hyperpronated or rolling in and out foot type. So we want to pay attention to that. Need the diagnosis because other areas, Achilles tendonitis, could be a different area. The growth plate inflammation, discomfort in the heel, which is so common in growing kids, is also the same area. So you need the diagnosis, Harold. a podiatry, good sports physician, orthopedist. Mary Luce is my 16-year-old. Son is a cross-country runner. He's had persistent recurrent shin problems, shin splints. Mary Lou, 90% of persistent, ongoing, recurrent shin problems, shin splints being the general name of this, are foot-related. Flat foot is famous for it, where the foot is collapsing and the forces that slow down the ball of the foot as we come down after we strike the ground get overused, they get blown out, they start to hurt. Now, shin splints is not a medical term. It could be a stress fracture. It could be tendonitis. Usually, it's some sort of tendonitis, inflammation. So the key with your terms here, Mary Lou, your question said persistent and recurrent. See podiatry. Orthotics are magic to getting rid of shin splint problems, especially when you combine it with the strengthening and treatment that physical therapy can provide. Those are the two areas you want to look at. Mary said, I'm considering bunion surgery. My family, I'm in my mid-40s. My mom was 70. She had bunion surgery. I'm concerned. My young daughter's 10 years old. I see the, you know, Mary, pay attention again to mechanics, especially with your young daughter and including yourself. If the bunions are mild and they really don't hurt, orthotics can be very helpful in slowing down the change, the mechanical change, which is involved with this. You don't inherit the bunions. When you do inherit it, you inherit the foot type, like that rolled-in foot, which tends to have a possibility of dislocating that joint, which develops the bump that you see, which is common with the term bunions. So don't go jumping into surgery. Look at the conservative possibility of shoe change. There are three reasons bunion surgery is done. The main one is pain. Secondary one in women is shoes. Can't wear any shoes. Way down the list is cosmetics. So get some conservative point of view, and especially with your daughter. Absolutely. A lot of times we'll put that 8, 9, 10, 12-year-old in orthotics. In order to try to slow down that change and prevent all sorts of problems. Steve says, I don't know how much time we have left. I have a 15-year-old daughter. She's a figure skater. She has what's called an accessory navicular. That's a bump on the inside of the arch. Now, the actual accessory navicular can be because of particular rubbing and stress, which is common in figure skating, pulling away of a piece, which becomes an accessory piece. Very, very rarely is it necessary to remove that piece. But in figure skating for 40 years, we've had tremendous success with the proper orthotics to control the motion that's the problem and having the bootmaker punch out that area in the figure skate, almost window that particular boot and skate, and very successfully control the kind of motion. One of the articles I wrote about figure skating, gosh, 20-something years ago, one was about the use of orthotics, what they are. The other one was common foot types, and that pronated foot, the one that rolls in excessively. We put big X's on areas that usually get rubbed or irritated. And that inside of the arch, the navicular bone, is A1. So is the back of the heel, A2. Sometimes is the top of the ball of the foot. So figure skating, because of the demand of a tight-fitting boot, the confining of the boot in a fixed position, many times magnifies the rubbing of any of these areas when the rubbing is excessive. So you want to be paying attention to that, ideally before it starts bothering her. Once it starts bothering her, then you have to really be paying attention. You can pad around it, not over it, but you can pad around it, like with a horseshoe type felt eighth-inch pad to pad around that bump, whether it's the inside of the arch or the back of the heel. So pay attention to that. Again, you'll be listening on the show. We'll keep you up to date with the book. And I want to thank my supporters, listeners, for catching us here on The Sports Doctor. And look forward to next week when we're going to talk to some of my golf expert friends, physical therapist Paul Calloway, sports psychologist Mike Riggs. Catch you next week. Thanks, everybody. Sports Doctors.